number 10309, Wendell P. Holman and Deborah McFarland, southeast corner of Road 367, Lincoln Drive intersection, being Lot 1 within Timber Beach Development. A variance from a side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Deborah McFarland, 29705 Apple Drive, Cordova, Maryland.
Wendell Holman, 51 Greenbank Court, Perryville, Maryland.
Tom Dukes, 104 Pickwick Place, Millersville, PA.
And Walter, you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Board members, Robert Witzel here on behalf of these three applicants. Have a seat, please. Wendell Holman III and Deborah McFarland, who are heirs of Wendell P. Holman, who was the owner of this structure, and Thomas R. Dukes, who is the present purchaser and owner of the structure. We are seeking a 3.3-foot variance from the side yard setback, which is a 15-foot side yard setback, and a 1.9-foot side yard variance for a very dilapidated shed that cannot be moved, which is still on the premises. I will briefly go through the packet of information that I've provided to you. First of all, this is the Lincoln log structure on the left side of your packet. This is in the Timber Beach subdivision, and uniquely, Timber Beach has a rather antiquated set of restrictive covenants that provide for at least the first home to remain a Lincoln log structure, and that it is. There are no other real restrictions of any significance, and most importantly, in those set of restrictions, which are on the back portion of your right-hand side of your packet, created in 1980, there is no homeowners association or any reviewing board. The original structure was created in 1985, 2 years before Mr. Holman bought the premises. It was then later in 1993 added to, and it was the garage structure and the very small balcony, which is on the upper right-hand side of the upper photograph, is the area where the encroachments occur. You will see, again on the right-hand side, three pages back, the survey which was taken as a result of my client Mr. Dukes' recent purchase in October, which revealed the setback violations. The purchasers and the sellers agreed at the time of settlement that the sellers would proceed to acquire, or at least apply for, and request this variance. They signed an agreement regarding that survey and the encroachment, which is also the next to last document on the right-hand side of your package. The deed which Mr. Holman acquired from his predecessor in title, Mr. Cook, and Miss Cook, and Betty Cook, Eugene Cook, and J. Keith Cook, is dated 1987, 2 years after the purchase. That's when my client's predecessors acquired title to the property. This is, in the broad view of things, a relatively insignificant variance request. On the lot behind them, which is lot number 2, there has been no construction. You'll see on the left-hand side of the packet behind the photographs the plot plan for Timber Beach. My client's structure is on lot number 1, which is the first structure on the left-hand side as you go in Lincoln Lane. Lot number 2 and lot number 3 are vacant. Lot number 4 is also vacant. There is one structure. The only other structure in the community is on lot number 5. Lot number 6 is vacant. So there have been two structures on 6 lots within the community. My client's predecessors in title and my clients, after they acquired the property from Mr. Holman by inheritance, were totally unaware of the existence of the encroachments. And in fact, on the left-hand side, I think it's your second document, sorry, on the right-hand side of your package, you'll see a certificate of compliance, a CO, which was issued on November 9, 1993, to Wendell Holman, which I would suggest, and at least in Mr. Holman's mind, and in my present client's mind, led them to believe that there were absolutely no problems whatsoever after the garage structure and the balcony were created. Again, it was not until the survey in October for the real estate settlement did they realize this problem. We are also applying for a variance for the 12.2 foot by 8.2 foot shed, which is also on the southern boundary. It lies 3.1 feet from the side yard, ergo we require a 1.9 foot variance. I'm told that that shed would be of no value if we tried to move it. It's very dilapidated. It is probably not of tremendous significant value, but it does have some storage capability.
Do you know what year that was built or placed?
There is a CO, and Mr. Rickards tells me that a permit was never acquired for it. And I think that was in... I do have that, Mr. Burrell. Excuse me, just a minute. That was in 1999. The permit that was issued, a building permit was issued for a remodeled shed. There is no indication that a CO or any other permit was acquired, but a building permit.
It just says a
building permit was issued. I don't know whether you need a CO for a shed.
Yes.
I think you need one every time there's a building permit. Yeah. It kind of right. Closes the book.
So I think that was probably the problem. No one came to inspect it, and my clients were unaware of that. If you grant this variance for both structures, please do so with the condition that a building permit or a CO needs to be issued for that structure. And Mr. Dukes would be acquiring that permit.
Is that shed being used now for storage?
I will defer to one of my clients. Do one of you have an answer for that?
It's a wood shed. It's empty.
You're going to need to come up to the podium so we can get it on tape, please.
I'm sorry. It's an old wood shed that the floor has kind of fallen through, so no, it's not being used at this time. If you put a new floor in it, it would probably
hold
some things.
Well, what's your intentions? In other words, are you going to use it, or do you want to take it down, or do you want to get a permit for it?
That was, for the record, that was Deborah McFarland, and Mr. Dukes is the present owner. So I think we should probably ask Mr. Dukes.
I'm very flexible on that. It really doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well, you have to make a decision.
If we have to take it down. That's fine. Yeah.
You have to pay for the permit, which probably...
Yeah, okay. I'll just take it down.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And accordingly, we may withdraw that portion of the application. I think after looking at the record, and particularly the issuance of the CO, that you will hopefully agree with me that there is an exceptional practical difficulty here, that for all these years it was presumed that this garage structure and the balcony were legitimate and did not violate the setbacks, not until settlement occurred. Was this revealed, and finally we have the agreements to acquire these variances as a post-settlement matter. As you know, mortgage companies don't like to have something saying that it's non-conforming, and we'd like to clear title. If I were Bill Schaub, I'd have 15 of these in front of you right now and asking you to do them. But Bill's going to Hawaii, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there Chairman, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No questions.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Jackson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number, lost my page here.
10,309.
10,309?
Yes.
As it was created by the applicant, the CO has been issued. Variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Stipulation that they remove the shed.
Yeah, and he will remove
the shed.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,309 with the stipulation that they'll move the old shed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Thank you.
Case